Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Temura, Perek Dal, and Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dal. And today's Mishnah are being learned discuss Asur Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezachar Vandu Zivu Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing Chatois HaMesois, and specifically the case of a Chatos Shekipru Baalel, something that was originally designated as a Karban Chatos, and then the owners ended up getting their Kapara from a different one. What do we do with the original one? So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Hamafer Shmais Chatosai Va'avdu, a person designated money for the Karban Chatos, and the money was lost. Vehifresh Ma'is Acherin Tachtein, and then more money was designated in its place. And Loi Hispik Liga by an chatos, he didn't have a chance to buy a chatos with the new money. And then the original money was found. Yavi me'elu u'me'elu chatos. Both monies are pooled together. They're used to purchase a chatos. V'ashar yiplun nedava. And the remaining money, whatever's left over after buying the chatos, goes to the nedava boxes, which we already learned earlier means it's put into special boxes in the Beis HaMikdash. Then when there's a little bit of a lull in the activity and there's nothing being brought in the mizbeach, so this money is used to purchase karbonos and they're brought as karbon oila. Now into another case, hamavrish mas chatosoi. He's separating money to purchase a carbon chatos, but of them they got lost, and then he separated an actual animal to be used in their place, and he wasn't able to bring the animal until they ended up finding the money, and it turns out that the animal that was designated to be the replacement now has a mum, so it's sold, it's not left to die, it's just sold, and then both monies are used to purchase a carbon chatos, and the rest goes to the ndava. Another situation, he separated a regular animal for his carbon chatos and it got lost. And then he designated money in its stead. And he didn't have a chance to buy a new animal with his money. And then he ended up finding the original one, Barahi Baila's mom, and actually had a mom. So Timacher, it should be sold. And both monies are used for carbon chatos. And the rest goes to Nadava. Another situation. He designated carbon chatos and got lost. And he designated another animal to be used in its stead, and lo hispik lakriva, he didn't have a chance to bring the second one, achinim tsar shayna, and then the original one was found, barishtein balois mom, and both of them turn out to have a mom, yimachru, both of them should be sold, v'yavi me'ilu me'ilu chatos, and both monies should be used to purchase a carbon chatos, v'ashar yiplo nedava, and the rest of the money goes to nedava. Here we are on case number 5, hamavish chatosoi v'avda, he designated a carbon chatos, and it got lost, v'hefish acharis tachteha, and he designated another one in its stead, and lo hispik lakriva, achinim tsar shayna, and he didn't have a chance to bring that one until the original was found, and here we have a difference, and Tamimos. Both of them are whole and unblemished. None of them have a mom. So that means that technically both of them could be brought as a carbon. So Achaz Bayan Tikr of Chatos, one of them is actually brought as a Chatos, Vashnia, Tomos, and the second one has to be left to die, Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe holds that this is a situation of Chatos Shenischapru Be'aleha, and therefore the other one has to be left to die. However, Chom Marim L'Chom say, Ein Chatos Mesa, we don't let a Chatos die, Ela Shenimseis Ma'acha Shekibra Bailim, only if the original one was found after the Bailim already received their Kapara from a different one. And also, money that was designated to purchase a carbon chatos is not going to be thrown into Yam HaMelech unless it was found after the owner already received the kapara from a different one. And in this case that we mentioned, case number 5, since the owner did not yet receive their kapara from a second chatos that was designated, it's not left to die. On to Mishnah Dalet, Hamavish Chatosoi V'Harei Balas Mom. Let's say he designated his carbon chatos and it became a Balas Mom afterwards, meaning after he designated it, it developed a Mom. Maichra, he sells it, and he just used that money for a different chatos. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Lazar son of Reb Shimon, he says, Im karva shnia ad shaloi nishchata rishayna, tamos. If the second one was brought before the first one was shechted, so then it has to be left to die, shekvar kipru bailim. Because according to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, this is considered like the owner had already received his kapara from a different animal, and that first one, even though it can't be brought as a chatos because it has a mum, it still is considered a chatos shekipru baalel and it has to be left to die. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.